Everybody, I'd like to welcome you to the Ways and Means Committee and the Public Works Committee. We're in charge of looking at a proposal or submitting a proposal recommendation to the legislative body for keeping the family court either where we are or some other place. We have a packet that was handed out, which already was given to everybody in the past regarding a letter from New York State Unified Court System addressed to Mike Hines. There's a letter addressed to me. Phase two, which was basically the court system is asking us to, or requesting us, to perform 11 different items. So far, we have looked at this very lightly. We have Mr. Sudlow came before the Ways and Means Committee. He made a proposal regarding, at the time, 8 different proposals, the pros and cons of those proposals. We're going to probably start basically from scratch and move forward. Hopefully we can do something that move this along that's agreeable to the court system and also to us as legislators and to the taxpayers. So I'd like to call the meeting to order with TJ had some, he's not going to be here tonight, TJ Briggs, he had some a medical procedure, so he's not here. And Tracy's has a child who is sick, so neither one of those two are going to be here tonight. So in saying all that, call the meeting to order. And basically, we're going to have a presentation made by Dennis Doyle, who's representing Bob Sudlow in the county exec's office regarding starting from the beginning, basically. Dennis?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Much appreciated. If the committee will indulge me, I'm a little late to this game, so we'll sort of run through this together. And hopefully I'll be able to answer your questions. And at least sort of enlighten us about what we've been through in terms of where we think we can go. Rich mentioned the fact is, does everybody have or have a copy of the family court study that was done in August 12th of 2015 by CNS Companies?
No. Do you have extras?
I don't. I was told that the committee had copies, but we can get extras for you so that you have them. So why don't I start? And
I'm sure everybody gets a copy of that. Dennis, okay. Give Jay a copy tomorrow, tonight.
I will.
Distribute them to everybody.
This work was done by CNS. They've done a number of work over. Their engineers and architects are actually out of Syracuse. They've done a number of work for the county over the years, including a facility study that was run through our office several years ago to take a look at the major components of the various buildings and tried to move the county towards a capital asset allocation plan for some of its work on its existing building. They offered, as Rich indicated, they offered several different alternatives to moving the family court forward and trying to meet the requirements of OCA. And I think it's important for the committee to understand the reason we're here is that the state of New York currently, with respect to court facilities, the court employees are state employees. The requirements for the court facilities are the county's facilities, but those facility requirements are dictated by the state. So you have a responsibility to provide adequate facilities for the state court employees. And when that comes down to terms of looking at these facilities, it's sort of like the situation that you find yourself with on other state mandates. They determine what's adequate, and they have specific standards to do so. That's how we got ourselves in the situation where they have determined that the existing site is not adequate and given the county, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 14 or 15 months, and it's well past that time frame, to come up with solutions for the court facilities. They will also have design approval for any particular facility that you choose or any way forward. They will have design approval. You'll submit preliminary plans and designs to the Office of Court Administrations. They will make the necessary changes or amendments to those designs in order for you to finally move to construction or rehabilitation, depending upon the option that you choose. Let me just run quickly through the alternatives that were discussed in the CSS report. It was the existing facility, which would renovate and continue to lease, so it was to continue the lease situation. The existing facility, which would purchase and renovate. The Business Resource Center.
Hold on. Why don't we take each item and just...
Well, I'd like to go... I will. I'll come back to
all of
them.
Okay. All right. Go on.
But I want to run through all the alternatives. The Business Resource Center. The Mental Health Building, which is the building on Golden Hill. The vacant Woolworth Building on Wall Street. The 300 Flatbush Avenue Building, which the county no longer owns. It's now owned by the Development Corporation because of a surplus. The old jail, which is scheduled for demolition. That was a demolish the existing building and build new. And finally, new construction on a hypothetical green site. Any questions about the alternatives that we were talking about?
Was the plaza, was that considered? Or?
It wasn't considered in this report. We have reached out to the plaza folks in terms of their interest.
I reached out to Brad because I knew this was one of the considerations. Brad Jordan is the owner of the plaza. I spoke to him on Monday of this week. Basically, he started laughing. He said, first of all, I did not reach out to the county. Other people have reached out to me, number one. Number two, he would like to keep it a retail space down there if possible. Number three, he says that you couldn't afford my prices if we would have to pay it back in a five-year period of time. If we construct it, we have only could do a five-year lease. If we go through the IDA or some other vehicle, we would be able to extend that beyond 5 years. But if the county actually did that, he would have no interest. I mean, there would be no financial way that it could be done in a five-year period of time to pay back that lease.
And just, if I may...
The bottom line was, at this point, he would like to keep it residential down there. There is an issue regarding...
Retail,
I'm sorry. Yeah, he would also, there's a consideration that he has to deal with, which he says is not a major problem, but it's with the levee down there. That he said he'd be able to go, you know, deal with the Army Corps of Engineers to resolve that. But it's going to take a little time, but he wanted us to know that that can be an issue. But at this point, at the end of that conversation, he said, my property, I have no interest at this point.
So, and if I may,
That's why I made the phone call because.
No, and he said he was interested when I talked to him.
You can call him tomorrow and see.
He may have changed his mind. Okay. And then talked to me about the levee problem because the DEC, I guess they built it and they said it was okay. They okayed it. Then all of a sudden they decided that it wasn't good enough, even though it was good the last.
Right.
Storms.
And
but
if I may,
that's another issue.
If I may, just to address that situation.
If you're not interested now, then that's a different thing.
Yeah, I think we've heard the same thing at the execs level that he was not interested. But the levy situation is not something that is that small of a problem. The levy situation basically means that until the levy is fixed, and fixed means raised, the current regulations under the National Flood Insurance Protection Act put that entire floodplain, that entire plaza, back in the floodplain. Any construction in that flood in that area would now have to be raised above the floodplain, which is about 8 feet. The time frames to fix that levee are not within the time frames that the Office of Corps Administration would be expecting us to act. So I think effectively what that means, the disinterest of the landowner and the environmental situation with respect to that would leave that property as a very wide shot in terms of it ever being eligible to be considered for the family court facilities. So with that, is there any other sites that are not listed?
I have one.
Sure.
This place.
Okay.
All right. And the Sioni building.
Okay.
Did you mention the Freeman Building?
We did. We had looked at the Freeman Building. We had looked at the Freeman Building, but it is for sale.
My point with this one is, this is a building.
Right.
It appears to have you might have to move people out here to something that isn't controlled by the state. Since I suggested some folks to think about it, the city of Kingston has said, gee, they would be interested maybe in a in participating,
right,
because their family, their city court might be looking for other space.
Yeah, they're looking.
So this is a building that is suited. The security here would be, if in fact it reached all the other musters, would be a lot easier than it is today. So this building, to me, was one that the CNS should certainly have looked at.
There's about 3,000 square feet on a floor, about 60-some thousand square feet in the building. The building doesn't configure itself well. Reports, as we know from the family court, et cetera.
Hold on, Dennis, you said 3,000 square feet each floor?
On each side, about on each side.
Each side of?
Yeah, yeah. The building's 120 by 60.
Oh, 120 by 60.
Yeah, that's literally the building is. But it is also, so anything, any other, somebody else has one?
I got a question.
Yeah, that it's not large enough, and it doesn't have enough parking.
Well, they told me it's 28,000 square feet.
It doesn't have enough parking.
Well, that's a different issue, though.
Yeah, but it is also not large enough as well. It's not easily configured.
Well, the chaps that night, and I'm not here to argue with you, said they needed 30,000 square feet. That place, according to the school, has 28,000 square feet of usable space.
No.
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Including
the basement.
If these folks had looked at it and said it's not feasible, I could accept that.
Dennis, I got a question for you. Has anybody talked to the city?
In that report, did you mention a mental health building at Golden Hill?
Yes.
Now, I consider that to be like a prime site. That would be a perfect site.
They've done some costing on that.
And we could just renovate it. And there's plenty of parking.
Well, my understanding is, and I'll verify it, I understand that the court system didn't want us to go up to Golden Hill.
Yeah. Well, and that's our understanding as well. And there's some costing data with respect to that. There's not enough room at that building now. You'd end up having to move.
But they want something more.
Hey, Dennis. Has anybody talked in the city about...
I mean, that's what I heard.
I assume they would want in the uptown Dixon area where the boilers are and everything.
Has anybody thought about the end of Wall Street to where the old garage was?
Yeah, you would have to build parking structures, and parking structures are awful expensive to build in the neighborhood of $25,000 of space in order to build a parking structure.
But has anybody actually gone out and done some sort of... plan to look at it.
We actually did a plan to look at it for an intermodal center, and the numbers jumped into the 30 millions of dollars. There was about $6 to $10 million work to be done on the basement in order to get out of the ground floor to come up to come up to. This is the area at the end of Fair Street. In order to put the necessary retaining walls in to come up to Fair Street, it's the old parking garage.
The old parking garage.
You should know that the flooding issue affects that property as well. The bottom of that property is now back within the floodplain. According,
it may be there, but all the years that I've lived here,
trust
it's
me,
never
it is. But I really want to try to focus on what we do know rather than what we don't know. A couple things. One is that let's start with looking at sort of a new construction on a hypothetical green space. One is we haven't been able to, and nobody has identified the hypothetical space where that's green that we can put a facility on. It's the most expensive option that we could have, given the fact that we not only would have to build the building itself, but we'd have to do all the necessary infrastructure work, particularly water, sewer, and necessary parking work.
Where's this? Which one is this?
Building new construction. And I would take that to include any site that would be in the plaza, or any site at the end of Fair Street, or any of the other sites within the city of Kingston where you're actually starting new construction.
And what would be the time frame on that if that was the choice?
You know, it's difficult to say, mainly because you'd have to do all the environmental work, but the time frames are going to probably be twice as long, if not three times as long, as using an existing structure. And it just will take you that much longer to get through the process.
Number one, that's the first thing. The second thing is in that in many of these instances, if you continue to look in the city of Kingston, you're going to be removing lands from the tax rolls.
Unless it's already owned by the municipality.
It's owned by the municipality. But a hypothetical green site, but it's owned by the municipality, we haven't identified.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. Let's take a look at the old jail, the demolition of the existing building of the old jail. Again, you're dealing with a site that is has some access problems. The access to Golden Hill is not the best. We get away with it now because there's not a lot of traffic going up in Hill. If we put court facilities up there, we're going to have some issues with respect to the access road up off of Golden Hill itself. We may have to think about how that access road gets reconfigured up there. It is also taking basically a dissimilar use and putting it on Golden Hill. One of the things that we're looking at that site for is to look at it for health-related facility uses or other types of uses associated with it. And Golden Hill, as we know, for those of us that have been around long enough to build on, is extremely difficult. It's all rock, and there's not a lot of services up there with respect to moving stuff around. Every time you dig a hole up on Golden Hill, you blast it or spend a lot of time hammering at it in order to get something in. That's your water lines, your sewer lines, your stormwater work, all of those things. So looking at this site is a site that we do own, but it is an extremely difficult site to build on, and you're going to run into issues with respect to some of the environmental issues associated with it.
How much square footage is?
Well, let's go to the mental health building.
The old jail. What's the court system? Would they agree to put it up there, yes or no?
I believe that they have some difficulties with putting it up there. I haven't talked to them directly, so my information is secondhand, but I believe that they had some difficulties with locating the facility on Golden Hill.
But the difficulties
right,
doesn't mean
right.
no.
It doesn't mean no, but I want to talk about the cost, because that literally is a brand-new building. You're going to create 31,000 square feet or somewhere in that neighborhood of new construction. That the estimates of that are fairly significantly different from estimates of reusing existing space that you have.
Right. Well, that's what John's thing is the idea of you could use two floors of this, shall we say, and then you basically move the legislature and stuff right up to Golden Hill.
So that's still building new construction. It doesn't matter whether you build it for the family court or whether you build it for the legislature, it's still new construction.
Hold on, Dave. That's two floors would not be sufficient.
Yeah, you're.
You need probably four floors.
You're going to need.
Pair,
you're going to need
30,000 square feet.
You're going to need a lot of the building. So let's take a look at Flatbush Avenue. You mentioned the mental health building. The mental health building was looked at by CNS. Part of that work, when they looked at the mental health building, they recognized that there wasn't enough space in the existing building to house both the health department and the court system. So the idea would be you would have to actually construct space for the health department in order to locate the court system in there. The thought was that you would actually construct the space and move the health department out to the BRC and utilize the space that is currently unutilized at the BRC if that's where you're going to go. The building itself is not conducive to a court system. It doesn't lay out as well as other buildings that we currently own. So the estimates of that compared to other buildings that we currently own are about twice as much as the estimates to, or almost in some instances, almost three times as much as the estimates that we would use.
Who did the estimates?
The estimates about $14 million.
Who did it? Who's doing
them? CNS did them.
Do we have the estimates access to the actual estimates?
Yep, the estimates are right in here.
I'd like to see them.
Okay. I was told that the committee had copies. I was told the committee had gotten these reports. You apparently have.
At other times, but okay. Most of us don't have them with us tonight.
So the estimates are, these are older estimates, just so everybody understands. They're older estimates. Estimates change, the escalations are out there. But about $14 million for that facility. And that does not include, does not include some of the relocation costs out there to rebuild the space for the health department. So, and we would I believe that this, without having the report in front of me, I believe the report would indicate that there is areas up there to meet the parking demands, but we'd have to build additional parking facilities up there. But there's areas to meet those parking demands for the courts.
Dennis, I apologize, but I have to leave early. Could you touch on renovating the existing with purchase? Because I know that was discussed before, and it seems to a lot of people to be a good location.
Sure. I think the largest problem that we have with the existing facility is the site itself has significant problems with it. It has flooded in the past. There is a substantial amount of drainage that actually runs under the existing facility. There's been damage in the facility from flooding itself. And with expansion of the facility, you're going to run into issues in terms of disruptions of the court, because you're going to try to be doing construction of the facility or reconstruction of the facility with the court system already in it. That's going to raise prices significantly and also cause a significant amount of disruption with the court. In addition, you're going to have to buy the facility. You don't own it. You're going to have to do some site work on the facility. And there is a question about whether or not you have enough parking associated with that facility as well. So it's a costly way to proceed. And frankly, I think the least likely way to proceed relative to other options that are available to us.
And what's the price tag for that, Dennis?
Somewhere, without the numbers in front of me, somewhere around $7 to $10 million. Mm-hmm. But we're not, you know, you're looking at cost. These are concept level cost per square foot, without looking at what you're going to have to do with some of the disruption of the court facilities itself. The other thing, the building is narrow, and it doesn't lend itself well to configuration of court facilities to meet the OCA requirements. So you really have some real challenges with the existing site, both in terms of even rebuilding the existing facility. You don't have much place to go because you need passage by it in order to get the parking that's behind it. You don't have a lot of places to go where you can actually reconstruct the building and make it any larger in terms of wider to try to accommodate some of the court systems. It also currently has limited numbers of entrances. So the existing entrance, you run all of your folks, including clients, and some of the offenders, you run them into a single system. So when you read the report, what you're going to find is that the report is not it's not recommending, or it looks at this and it doesn't score well in terms of costs and the ability to renovate. So the other, you had any other questions, Amanda?
John has a question.
John?
When the chaps were down here from the state, did I hear them right that the county owns the facility, there are monetary benefits toward maintenance or amortization or whatever it is that you wouldn't get if somebody else owned it, but you do get it if it's the municipally owned facility? Did I not hear that correct?
I think there are some advantages, and I'm not an expert of reimbursements from the Office of Court Administrations, but I think there are some reimbursable expenses for maintenance, not for capital costs, but for maintenance of a facility over time. And I think they also accrue as portion of the maintenance of rent as well. The difference, I don't know, John. I don't know whether there's a significant difference between rent versus own, but I think you're right, and I think you heard them right, that there is some reimbursements on the basis of maintenance costs.
And just one thought on that, since we're going forward. I recently read where, once again, out of Albany, there's significant money available when we can share our services. Like I said, the City of New York and a court, and the Ulster County Family Court, who knows to what degree that could help mitigate, whether it be new construction or renovated construction.
Those shared services monies are always available on the basis that you can show reduction in costs. So that's the first thing. They will basically show that they don't give you money just to share services. They give you money to share services if you can show a reduction in cost. The difficulty I think you have
building a new building and us,
but I think the
could
difficult,
be one building.
I think the difficulty you have, John, is that the requirements for family court in terms of security, access, etc., are different than the requirements for a criminal court, and they don't mix well. They don't play well together.
Now, the guys I spoke to said it would be pretty significant. Reduction in problems if it was in a place like this.
I'm not talking about
everybody downstairs.
I'm not talking about
where they're going.
I'm not talking about the place or the ability of security. I'm talking about combining different court systems. We've seen discussions of combinations of court systems at the local level, where you're dealing with criminal courts that occur at the local level, where the idea that the courtrooms could be used by multiple court facilities. I've seen those discussions. I've never seen a discussion of trying to put criminal courts and civil courts or family courts together.
Most courts are civil. And right over in our building over here, we have the criminal court and the Supreme Court in the same building. It seems to have functioned
if you do decide to use this building, you're going to have to build a building or do something.
But that's entirely possible.
Your cost structure doesn't change. That's my point.
It does in a way because the requirements for the legislature are significantly less than courts and the places. There's a whole lot of people that could be left here and people transferred to an office. I don't want to get into that.
All right. Jim?
Just one thing, I'm not trying to, say everybody doesn't know this, but, you have to look at the court that we're looking to find a place for. It's a court based around mainly children.
Yeah.
And you have to have special needs in the building for them. You have a situation in the current building where you have families coming in with children who may have abused, right, but now when you build something new, you can't bring in the city traffic court or the city court, not when I have to keep sets of children separate from each other. It's a much different situation. So everybody,
I took a tour on the family court building, and actually in looking at just the structure of the building, and the needs that building have are very substantial. Just to, if you're going to do something there for many years, not counting altering the construction.
It's not the same building.
Well, it needs a lot of work that, you look beyond what you're seeing, there's a lot of other work there that needs to be done.
The report concludes that the all of the operational work, all of the guts of the building, what they call it, the major critical components, are at the end of their useful life. So you would be not only rebuilding the building, you'd be replacing all of the critical components like heat, ventilation, air conditioning, all of those works, because they're all at the end of your useful life. It's not a building you want to own.
I'll give you an example. I went through the building to a bathroom not working, and I asked why wasn't it working. They said, the plumbing is plugged, the lines are plugged going to the sewer line. I said, unplug it. It's no big deal. We can't. It's all broken up. It's all collapsed and everything else. I said, find out where it is and reconnect it. We had to dig through the concrete floor, had to come out, which is a little time, and you're disrupting that particular area of the building. And it took 3 weeks for them to do it. I said, not for anything. In the private sector, this could have been done probably in 3 days on a weekend. Get it done with and over with, and you fixed the problem. They didn't have a bathroom there. The smell was a little raunchy, but they took a period of time to do such. But there again, from what I've seen, and I do have a little knowledge of construction, that is not a building I would pay.
The one over here,
the family court.
I agree. Security wise,
I'm just talking about the structure of the building. All right, I'm not talking about anything
else.
Very
difficult.
Yeah.
So then we can. That's not even open for discussion. Then,
in my opinion, I wouldn't think it would be. No,
I just don't want to waste a lot of time.
Unless
that's something we're not going
to
use.
Unless they're going to give it to us for nothing. Unless they give it to you for nothing.
I just don't want to talk about something. We weren't doing that anyway.
But aren't we talking about phase two?
No,
we're not even talking about phase two. We're talking about placing a building somewhere, finding a building site.
Identifying where we might go with it. Or do we want new build? Do we want to go to the BRC or whatever, which is a whole other issue, because if we decide to go to the BRC, we have to do a referendum. And if that referendum fails, we need to have something else as an alternative.
So let me go to the BRC.
Go on.
If I can. couple things about the BRC I think that are really conducive to looking at this as a future for your family court. Number one is you own the building. You absolutely positively own the building. Number two is the building is currently underutilized. There is about 31,000 square feet of the building right now that is currently vacant. Number three is when you look at the building itself and the way it's situated, it has the ability to essentially be rehabilitated and moved in order to be reconfigured for family court very simply because it has multiple sides that are available for additional entranceways and exitways so that you can separate out access to the building. It has all the infrastructure is in place, water, sewer, et cetera. Your, all of your major mechanical systems, except for some roof systems, are in excellent shape. The building has been well maintained. When we look at it, the building is currently off the tax rolls. It has enough parking, or at least as much parking, as the current family court has parking. It is also a site of major county services that currently exist on the site. Some of those services are directly related to the needs of family court, including child protective services. And it sits on a major transit route, which is serviced by Ulster County Area Transit and City Bus. So it is well situated for those folks that need to take transit to the facility. And it well situated, quite frankly, for those folks that are the, for which the facility is designed to be used for, that they're supposed it's supposed to be used for. And with regard to timing, the building offers the ability to essentially go through a program of spaces, come up with a design that's approval by the Office of Court Administration within months of time, rather than sort of trying to figure out where you're going to put it elsewhere and how you're going to configure those spaces. The Office of Court Administration has walked the building. They have indicated that they are in favor of the of that location and see how it can work very well for family court. So the folks that essentially have design approval have indicated their approval for the location, and they believe it could be reconfigured. The CS&S study that was done for this building places this structure at the lowest cost. In effect, since you own the building and the building is not being utilized, you're really talking about moving walls and choosing finishes. And that, I think, is the major reason why the BRC should sort of come out on top of any of the discussions that the of the options that you have. There is that difficulty that's out there, and that difficulty is with respect to the need for the courts to be within the county seat. The law provides a means to go around that, and that's a referendum. You're in the middle of an election cycle, so that you can begin that process and be able to essentially very quickly have something in front of the voters that talks about cost savings, the ability of the county to essentially implement this in a quick period of time. And quite frankly, the other thing that's out there is security. You have a substantial amount of security on site already for DSS. So you would have additional security out there for family court as well.
Thank you. Senator, I only have one question. Do you see any negatives there? Well, anything that would not want you to go
there? Yeah. I think given where we're at, I don't see any negatives. I see the one uncertainty. And that's not a negative, it's an uncertainty. And it's the uncertainty because it requires the action of the voters.
Well, but that's my point. Right. I mean, that has to pass the referendum on a referendum.
Yeah.
If it fails, we need to have an alternative.
Let me just
because I don't well, wait a minute, let me finish. Sure. I don't want to say, okay, we're going to go out to the BRC and then all of a sudden the people take the vote and decide that's not where you're going. And we have nothing else to that we're, you know, to offer. I think we still have to look at least two different options.
I have to say something once.
First of all, the fact that
CNS didn't review this building cast serious doubts on the ability for them to perform well. This is a building that is uptown. It's also, how many square feet in this building?
John, it's also a building that's completely occupied by critical county offices.
Did they bring this building into their test? No. How many square feet in this building?
About 43,000.
The entire building is occupied by critical county offices.
So they could be moved, just like that building down there is.
Family court can be moved.
Listen, you're answering that you weren't interested in this building. Just say, we rejected it, and I can understand that.
We rejected it.
Did they reject it?
If you look at it.
They didn't look at it. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, they didn't look at it.
How much?
How many square feet in this building?
About 42,000 square feet.
How many?
42,000. If it's 60 by 120,
60 by 120.
You need 31. You need 30,000.
And
to me, it seems like a lot of moving of departments and agencies.
It disrupts your entire county operation.
All right, hold on. I think what we have to do, okay? Let's pick our primary site, okay? Let's decide on the primary site. I don't care how we decide on it. I understand that you should include this building as part of the study to say yes or no, why, the pros and cons of blah, blah, blah. All right? So we will ask, can you ask C and ask to do an evaluation of this building?
They're no longer under contract to Ulster County.
They're no longer, okay.
So if we decide that you need additional evaluations prior to actually begin some much more conceptual design on a preferred site, you're going to have to put another firm back under contract. And given the fact that the opportunity presented by the BRC, I would hope that the committee basically decides to move forward and do a program of spaces on the BRC and not begin to start to take a look at, you know, it's something where we know that the costs are.
Yes, I think you got to do two things. You got to look at it. I don't disagree with looking at the BRC. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I don't want to throw all my eggs in one basket only to find out that it fails on a referendum and we have no alternative.
All right, so if that's the case, and everybody feels... Hold on, Dave, before we go. If everybody feels that way, if the BRC is the place, okay, let's make that our priority, and then we can get a little time, and then we can evaluate what is the second option that we can do, whatever that might be. I think we first have to get this thing going. I know the court system is very eager for Ulster County to say, this is our primary site and this is how we're moving forward. I mean, of course, we're not going to know that until November if that's going to be a reality, but at least we made a decision. And I think that would keep them very happy regarding some of the things they want in phase two. That's my personal opinion in talking to them, because I have talked to them on three different occasions.
And I would look at this on the basis of two things. One would be is that we had the similar experience with respect to the Sophie Finn School. We needed a referendum from the school board in order for us to purchase the building, and that referendum was successful. Part of this has to do with actually providing a vision for what those court systems looks like out there, and that's going to require a little bit of work. And choosing the BRC as a preferred alternative allows us to essentially begin that work. That allows us to essentially go out and do a program of spaces, have a really significant conversation with the Office of Court Administrations about what they need, then really hone down some of our cost information, which is now based totally on just square footage costs, and then make the case to the neighbors out there and others that we can meet the parking demands of the site, that we have alternatives for those parking demands. And we know that we think that we do have alternatives if we run short of parking spaces out there, because we park a lot of our own vehicles on the site, then we can move those. We can make the fraternity of the judges happy about what the spaces are looking like as well. Then you present a different front to the voters in November than a front that says that we're really looking at two sites.
How many parking spaces do you need?
Well, we know what's out there.
So how many do you need for this court?
You're in the neighborhood of 130 to 150.
130 to 150.
Dave?
It seems like there's a foregone conclusion that the BRC is it, but I don't know if the committee, the two committees, agree with that as of yet. I mean, I don't think anybody's taken that stand. And the other aspect of it is you're not talking about other negatives. Other negatives are the idea of user being user-friendly. It, being in an uptown area is much more user-friendly. You walk to your lawyer's house, you walk to your lawyer,
yes,
you
yeah,
go to the judge. You go to the court, you go over to get your DMV thing taken care of. So it is a more user-friendly aspect. Otherwise you're driving or whatever, jumping around. The other aspect of it is there your, in other words, I understand, but again, you said that Sione building was not looked at all. Is that correct?
No. When we looked at, there was some look at the Sione building. There was a conclusion because of the. It's not in the study.
Right.
Because
well,
of the type of building it was, because of the amount of parking available, there was a conclusion
there was
that
amount of parking up.
There was a conclusion that the building did not make sense to rehabilitate for the court system.
And who made that conclusion?
I don't know, David. I can find out for you.
All right, but so it's not in
it's
here.
Not
they
part of the
CNS
study.
So the
but I think the short answer in my mind is that. It's like anything else. When you go through an alternative analysis, you're not supposed to find the perfect solution. You're supposed to find a solution that best fits your needs. Looking at where we are and looking at the availability of the BRC, the idea of basically saying to ourselves, it offers security, it's highly timely, we currently own it, and it's the least cost. Suggest that we found something that we should really take a hard look at without running around looking at things we know are going to cost us more. We know are less suitable for our work, for the things that have to be done. And that was, I don't think I was trying to say that there's a foregone conclusion at the BRC. I'm offering that as
the other
asking the committee to consider those preferred alternatives.
You brought up the idea of the referendum and the idea that the school district, the school board passed to sell that piece of property, and it was, you know, very, that's a whole different situation than this type of referendum that goes through everyone else that's out there when, you know, some people are going to say they don't want to see it moving.
Trying to predict what the voters are going to say. All right? If they decide that the BRC is the place to do it, then let's put it up for a vote. We'll get a referendum out there. We're going to say yes or no. And I think, you know, like you mentioned before, from what I'm hearing around this table, the BRC is the place we'd like to be if everything falls into place. I think the second point is that, okay, you want to have a second option? Let's pick our first option, and then we'll work for the second option, whatever it might be, just in case the referendum doesn't pass.
That's what I'm saying.
I just think right now that the BRC has too many favorable advantages for us. It should be at the top of our list. I'm not saying we shouldn't look at other things. The two most important things we should look at, or three, is the time frame. I think the time frame at the BRC is suitable for us. I think the cost to the taxpayers is suitable for us. Just being ground level is an asset in itself. And, you know, instead of worrying about location, whether it's going to stay in uptown or not stay in uptown. Uptown, I find it to be very congested sometimes to get around. And especially for handicapped people, all ground level. I mean, I know we've got the elevator facilities here. But I think, like Mr. Parody has said about this building here, six floors, you're going to have to empty out four floors and put them all around. How long is that going to take? That doesn't seem like we have that much time here, from what I understand. And you had said to me yourself, Peter, that we're time constrained.
Courts want it done.
Carl?
No disrespect to anybody, either on or off the two committees. But we have been looking at this option for quite a long time. This study was done in August. There's nothing out there. The landscape hasn't changed since last August about availability of sites. The criteria, I think Dennis is right. We own it, it costs less. That should be the criteria, okay? And then rehabilitating something that we own, if it costs more, less, you know, has to take precedence. In my opinion, and I think maybe in the majority of at least the Ways and Means Committee, that we were always leaning towards the Business Resource Center. Now, we're not clairvoyant. We don't know what the voters are going to do. But I'm sure that we could produce some kind of campaign to let the voters know what it is we're trying to do.
Yeah.
We're not trying to cost them money. We just want to move the facility from one area to another, and that's all the referendum would do. It would just give permission for the county to move the facility. It's not bonding. You know, it's not asking to bond money. It's not asking to do anything like that. The other thing is, I think you're right. We need an alternative solution. That fits within the city of Kingston. I mean, the second site that I would think that would cost us less than any of the others would be mental health.
Right. And you look at a design option that perhaps says this is what it costs to do the BRC for family court. This is what it costs if we have to redo both buildings, and that's a...
And the third option, I think...
And that's a fallback position that is out there for the referendum.
I know Flatbush Avenue is still in the city of Kingston, right?
Flatbush is. The problem is the building itself.
Right.
The Flatbush Avenue building is...
But it can't be...
Yeah, the Flatbush Avenue building is not conducive to essentially a court facility because of the narrow corridors. It's similar to the existing structure you're currently in. They're wide corridors, but they're really narrow spaces off the corridors themselves. So it's not conducive to be converted to a court facility.
Well, it makes sense to be there.
My thing is, I don't want to spend a lot of money on an old building.
Make it look like the old building.
Hector?
I'm not doing that.
Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think others have already kind of touched on this. You need an alternative. I mean, as Lieutenant Lord eloquently said before, I think it's great. I think we all view BRC as being very desirable, but you need a backup. And quite seriously, you even if it ends up costing more money, you need to be prepared to then go make that expenditure for some reason the referendum fails.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
But the backup only is going down.
Right.
You got to understand, too, the cost here, we're probably paying about $300,000 in lease payments and taxes on where we are right now.
So, including renovations.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, no renovation.
This is what we're paying right now.
Pay right now, basically. That you might be able. You are going to definitely save that amount of money. There's no question that it's going to saving of that amount of money because you're not paying. You might not be paying taxes, and you're not going to be paying any lease payments. So you $300,000 a year over 10-year period of time. A substantial amount of money.
How much have we spent so far in leasing that piece of property that it's in right now?
$250,000 a year, $240,000 a year, plus your
for how many
triples?
Years?
As long as I've been here. So
that's a lot of money we
yes. Yeah.
I'd just like to ask Dennis if the analysis included the economic impact of the visitors on a daily basis.
In Uptown Kingston? No, it did not. There's no economic analysis associated with this. That said, there's likelihood that you would continue to see economic activity in Uptown Kingston because the building is going to go up for sale and you're going to see a reuse of the existing structure.
You still have the rest of the courts. You have Supreme Court.
Yeah.
You've got Charity Court.
It just seems to me there has to be some economic...
Which I would venture to think
the benefit or the loss of economic activity uptown Kingston would be.
Yeah,
and I think it would be substantial.
But I mean, whatever is lost there, it's going to be gained wherever you site the place.
Well, as long as it's on paper.
If you put that property back on the tax rolls, you're going to get the economic.
Yes,
exactly.
Can you just tell us how many? Sorry. Can you just tell us how many? That is true. Can you tell us how many? Not now necessarily. How many visitors there are on a daily basis?
It's about 300.
As well as people working there.
It's about 300 going through that turnstile every day.
Plus those who work there.
Right.
So that's an additional number of judges and lawyers.
I'm not sure if they're
through what turnstile.
When I call them,
the judges and lawyers, to the extent that they currently exist in Uptown Kingston, won't change. They currently come in from outside.
Turnstile.
I mean, my sense is that we're not looking at we haven't proposed an economic analysis associated with the relocation of the court systems. Relocations of those court systems to any other location but the existing site is going to have similar impacts. So if you start saying, well, we're going to move it to X, you're going to have a similar impact with respect to that. And no one, at least that I've heard in discussions tonight, has said we think we ought to stay in the existing site.
No.
Do they do economic analysis in other places in the state?
The economic impact for our...
When they decide on...
Not for these guys.
I didn't think so.
People are not going to. It's a different mindset. You go get to see a lawyer, go to family court, go to lunch. It's sort of a...
That sort of assumes that all the attorneys that work in family court are from uptown Kingston. They're not. And it also assumes that the clients are from uptown Kingston and they're not. The clients are from any place but uptown Kingston.
And I got to say, I would agree with you, Dave, on this, if family court was located on Wall Street. But it's not. It's three blocks away. In other words, what you're suggesting is everybody that goes to family court is going uptown.
Right through the Cioni building.
The Cioni building, my opinion, that building's an old building. I would never want to see us spend that kind of money on that building.
Nobody they haven't looked at it.
Murphy?
Just one more question regarding transit. So is there some understanding of how the routes might have to change in order to reduce
There's more transit service behind. Past the social services buildings than there is at the current family court facility.
Okay.
We run a very robust transit system out there, and because of the location of the social services, the city has already amended its transit routes to serve that area. Mm-hmm. So there's actually more robust transit at the BRC than there is at the existing facility.
Still got that parking problem though in the back.
You know,
which people are not happy.
The county has moved to sort of address that issue, and as has the town of Ulster. So I don't think that it's fair to say that we still have it. There was an issue associated with parking out there. We believe that issue has been addressed through both the county's actions and the town actions. If we do a parking demand analysis associated with the family court facilities out there, and we find, and we don't think that this is the case, the CNS folks don't think that this is the case either, and we find that we need additional parking, there are alternatives that the county has, particularly with respect to the number of cars that we currently park out there that are what they call fleet cars. We could off-site those locations if we need to.
Berkey?
Some of my constituents in that particular ward have mentioned the use of the streets behind the BRC for parking by employees because they might enter in the rear.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if there would be a plan for controlling that.
Yes. Yeah. That hasn't happened, obviously, because when we moved the college out there, there's been a, you know, they took up about 140, 150 spaces out there. And that problem has been alleviated to a certain extent, and then the town has went and posted no parking signs in those locations, so we do have some no parking signs out there with respect to that. So we think that we can really address that situation, particularly as we work through the design process with OCA. We think that we could perhaps look at a separate judge's entrance at the rear of the building. So you'd start to reserve spaces out there for the judges to room, which means that those folks that would park in the back would not be able to get in those entrances. They would be reserved for the judge. You can think of ways that you could sort of make it less attractive to park on, not that it's attractive now anymore, but less attractive to park on the streets behind the facility. And we don't think that there's a need to do that. We think that we can meet the parking demand. And as I said before, we think we have alternatives if we can't.
So, also speaking of parking, would this be an opportunity to implement the green infrastructure program?
Good question. There's always opportunities. If I was going to implement green infrastructure, and we were on a tight timeline and we didn't have to do a lot of work in the parking lots, I would suggest that we implement it with a grant, and we take advantage of the CFA applications to do grants. And just what Legislator Berkey is talking about is that. We've looked at the BRC with respect to some green infrastructure work so that we can reduce stormwater runoff. There's a lot of asphalt out there. And so the idea would being is that as we go through and we do some of the work, I think it's possible, but I wouldn't want to commit to the whole thing until I took a look at how much work has to be done. And then if there was an availability of grants for green infrastructure, I would pursue those first before trying to implement them with county dollars. We've been real successful in green infrastructure grants.
Can we look at least doing solar?
Sorry. Yeah, solar is a great idea.
We're committed.
Flat roof? Relatively new.
Flat roofs are always good, but we have to look at roof loadings. So, I mean, we'd have to. I don't know what the roof loadings are out there.
I think they'll hold people.
Yeah. They're getting lighter and lighter.
We'd have to look at that. We are committed to solar. We are working on the environmental work for the college for their facility. It's about an 800 megawatt facility. And we are continuing to work on the solar landfill site in the town of Ulster as well. We're working on the environmental work with respect to that, and that's about a 2 megawatt facility. So that's about, I think, combined, it's about a third of the county's power would then come from solar when those are implemented. Did I hear that we're sort of focused in and say that you want us to sort of continue on and take a real good harder look at the BRC? Is that what I heard?
Well, at first, let's make it very clear. I mean, there's a little confusion, or maybe not. It came out very clear, the fact that I would think at this point the BRC is our primary site.
So it'd be
site.
A preferred alternative.
At this point.
Yep.
And the thing is, we were looking not only for our secondary site, just in case that did not come through, right, which we probably could include the mental health building, and also if you gave us some definite reasons why this building would not be suitable for accommodating the family court.
Where would you go if they did a study to show
where would these people go?
Putting it in use.
Yeah, so I mean, and I'm not getting too elaborate, but I mean, you said that CNS is no longer authorized to continue to study?
No, their contract is over.
Would you go with CNS?
The study is August 12, 2015.
Right. Okay.
So their contract is over. I think that the answer is probably not, for different reasons. We would probably seek others.
Everybody's well aware.
Go back and address this building, and my apologies to legislative parity, but mixing court systems that involve armed deputies and people going in and out of court systems with general office populations is not something that I would be routinely done or advisable. So when you start saying we're going to take a portion of the building, you need to understand a couple things. One is that from a judge's perspective, there's only two ways out of here, right? So you're going to have people trying to move in and out of this building essentially through areas that you may have other people moving in and out that are less than friendly or in an emotional situation, mixing with other members of the public that are coming into this building and our own staff with regard to that. It's just not an advisable thing to do. One would presume that if you're looking for other alternatives and they need to be in the city of Kingston relative to the concern about the referendum, that you would look elsewhere in the city of Kingston rather than look at this building. And we did look elsewhere in the city of Kingston. We did look at the mental health building and at the Golden Hill area. So those, to me, would be the most attractive places to look at this particular time, mainly because we own them. Well, we don't own it, Dave.
I understand you don't own it. I understand that you don't own it, but you got the Freeman Building, you got the Sione Building again.
Well, the Sione Building doesn't suffer. It suffers an issue with respect to size. The Freeman Building, I think. The Freeman Building problem, I think, has to do with its current condition. A. And B is there's a price to be paid to buy that building, and once you buy the building, you're going to take it off the tax rolls. So that's a discussion with the city of Kingston that is not going to be a cordial one, let's put it that way. The discussions in the past when the county has tried to buy buildings in the city has been less than cordial with the fact that we're taking them off the tax rolls.
Dave?
Is that on the floodplain, too?
No, I'm not familiar with the Sione building. Where is that located? I've never heard of that. Where is that?
Crown Street.
Green Street.
Okay.
I mean, what bothers me is there's no research done on this. And you can all say what you want about uprooting people and moving them out of the building, but we don't know for sure if that would be difficult. This entire floor doesn't have many people here.
I think we do.
And I think you're being very disingenuous when you say you can't have courthouses in the same building that you have general people going for a specific service. Motor vehicle.
It's just not something that you would think of doing normally.
The fact that it wasn't then stated in here that says the building is not suitable because bothers me a lot.
But I think, you know, what Dennis brought up some good points I didn't even think about. You know, there's only two access to this building.
That's today. That's right. Two exits.
Well, your
other exits can be made if, in fact, that was even considered.
Your elevators only go out in a certain location, so let's be realistic, John. I mean,
two elevators and two stairwells.
I mean, there again, this all has to be approved by the court system too. So that, I mean, you know, whatever we do here has to be get their grant approval.
I've talked to different folks. They love to be able to stay uptown because they feel it's the center of Ulster County. They feel the service that should be here. There's other politicians that think it should stay uptown. But the folks that I've spoken to didn't say this building would be no good.
But the people,
this.
But John, there's a lot of question marks with this building.
Out of hand, Rich, is what bothers me.
I mean, just parking alone. I mean, where are you getting 120 parking spaces here?
You don't have it.
I mean, period. I mean, just simple item like that.
It would also create two projects, but
Peter.
I mean, we could do whatever we wanted to do if we wanted to spend the money to do it.
Yep.
But we don't want to do that. Nobody sitting at this table has said, I'll tell you what, we'll build whatever you want. Because we know we don't have the funding. So we got to be realistic about it. I know a lot of people would say, I'd like to keep it uptown. Sure. But then you tell them, it's going to cost you $15 million.
That's just not accurate, Pete.
Oh, yeah, it is accurate,
John. You can
renovate
a building up here for the planning department, the executive's office. You could renovate a building.
Yeah, and it would cost more to renovate than to build.
You're going to have to renovate out there.
No, but the parking
lot. You're going to have to renovate out there.
John, all the remaining infrastructure is in place. Right.
At a minimal cost.
All the work's in place. We know what those costs are in terms of those renovations. They're simple, straightforward renovations with the casework necessary for OCA and to meet the space requirements. We know we have enough space.
But you didn't do it for like Sione building. You didn't do it for.
But you've been in the building. You know the corridors in that building. It's nice to say we didn't do it, but there's not a lot of look that you have to do to say, by the way, it's not as functional as the building we're talking about.
How old is the Sione building? 100 years old?
Approximately.
Yeah. Why would I even think about spending $15
million?
How old is
1818?
What?
How
we own
1818. How old is it?
It's probably even more than 100 years old.
Yeah, 1818.
Okay. The bottom line is, we own that. I'm not going to buy a building for 100 that's 100 years old and then spend $15 million to rebuild it.
We do that all the time.
Maybe we should reevaluate what we're doing.
We spend a lot of money renovating.
Murphy, you have a question?
Yeah.
Why we do it?
So I also understand that the square foot cost is higher when you have to when you're dealing with the loads that the court administration requires and all the hallways and all the open plan. I get that. I just wanted to make a point regarding the population that works in this building. It's a very stable, highly paid population that has existing relationships with businesses uptown. So there's another impact to extracting them from here. And as Dave said, it's two projects rather than one if you do that. So I recognize that's – I don't know how feasible that would be.
For me, you look at it and you say there are certain things that we can look at and say, okay, this was thrown out there. What can we do to sanity check why it wasn't brought forward? I don't think we have to hire anybody. I think if you think about it, John, you could come to the conclusion that with the parking issues, the amount of disruption that you have, there are better choices to make even within the city of Kingston.
Maybe. I don't think it's a maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think it's a
You got to remember, to pick the building, pick the departments in this building. Motor vehicle probably should stay here. Yeah. What about the rest? And you know, what you just said was very interesting. There's a surrogate court downstairs mixed in with this building, and they function very well. No big problems.
Surrogate court limited. No.
Same kind of population.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're in this building.
It's not the same kind of pot. Trust me, I'm on the floor with surrogate court.
And the only reason, you know, that we should consider any structure also is for accessibility. Let's put, you know, our cards on the table. Nobody wants to be in family court. These people don't go there because they want to be there, okay? So why mix them with the population, you know, of working class people when it is a transient population? Every day, there's different people going there, and they don't want to be there. So the fallacy that they want to keep in the city of Kingston because, well, everybody likes it. They want everything consolidated. Accessibility should be one of the number one things.
That's
and
right.
BRC is accessible, more
right.
accessible.
Right now it does, right. Yes.
Yeah. I would like to...
At this
right.
point...
Hold on.
Is there any...
I mean, we're going to basically try to wrap this up right now.
Right.
You know, we had a discussion. We've been having discussions for a while. We could probably have a discussion for the next year and a half and probably not come to a final decision. But at this point, I would recommend that, you know, we pick our primary site at this point, which would be the BRC, providing we get other information next meeting that we have regarding more detailed cost, time frame, things of that nature. Anything else you might think would be pertinent to us making a final decision. And then once we do that, we'd like to know what the cost of the mental health building would be to make that as our secondary choice.
We have an estimated cost for the mental health building in the neighborhood of about $15 million.
Okay.
As compared to the looking at the... existing Big Business Resource Center at about $5 million, $5 to $7 million. I mean, there's some significant difference here.
I'd like to see the breakdowns on the
cost. I mean, recognize, folks, these costs are old, so they're going to have to go up.
Well, that, Dennis, that's...
We didn't do a breakdown, David. Just understand that I wasn't involved in this project when CNS did the work, so there's not a breakdown here.
All right, Dennis, can we have more... Dennis, can we have for the next meeting more detailed cost?
Oh, no, it is...
When is the next meeting?
We haven't scheduled it yet, but it'll probably be within the next 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks tops. We will send out a notice.
Let me go back because, you know, more detailed costs. I guess the question I have for you is these costs are based on what we know, the BRC costs are based on what we know to be rehabilitation costs of buildings from our Buildings and Grounds Department and also from CNS. We believe that the CNS costs are a little light because we have to do some other additional work at the CRS at the BRC building, but we don't have breakdowns of what this is. In order for you to do a breakdown, you really need to do a program of space. I mean, I was hoping that what the committee would decide, given what we have in front of us, is that what we could do is choose the BRC as a primary alternative. And allow us to essentially do a program of space, and this is going to be a contract that's going to have to come back. It's going to be over. We're going to have to probably RFP it. I guess it's going to be over the 9,000 mark
for RFP.
Yeah.
Well, 40.
Okay, then we should be okay then if that's the case. We would probably quote it.
We'd quote it.
But sort of develop that into a program of space idea with what kind of what this would look like, so you get a feeling of what the space would look like, and then sort of take another look. I would really like to take a look at the mental health building or someplace on Golden Hill because we own that, and look at that and say this is sort of like a plan B, and move those forward, and then let the committee just and then we I think given what you have, you're really concerned, my sense is your real concern is having something to back up if the referendum doesn't pass.
Well, the
only thing is with that, first of all, let's work backwards. We have November if we're going to put this out for a referendum.
Well,
how many months do we have to go backwards to have something in place.
Well, that,
I mean, you're talking about going out for an RFP, come back with...
No, I think with quotes, if it's $40,000. I mean, my sense would, I would like, quite frankly, the committee to say that we prefer to go to the BRC site now with the idea that we would work on a backup site if the referendum
doesn't pass. That's the whole game plan from what I'm trying to propose to
people.
That's
great.
But the point is, before we made that decision, I think we would feel a little more comfortable if we knew exactly what some of these numbers were regarding, you know, what we're doing. So, I mean, we're not going to make a final decision tonight, but there again, you know, we will...
So
yeah, right now we are looking at the BRC as our primary site. We are not going to take a vote on that tonight.
Second chair of the existing facility.
Well, I'd like to know, and I do, I want to know how they came up to these numbers. They're giving me a number, but I don't know how they actually derived these numbers.
I'm sure there's a table or some way that they came up with numbers that they figured in the report some way. I would think they did.
But I'd like to see that.
Right.
I don't have to be told, well, it's going to cost you.
Hold on. Yes.
If they just numbers, then the second alternative would be the existing site.
The problem with the existing site, if you go back and read
but you know, we don't own it,
read the report, is that you got to buy it, which you don't own.
I understand that, but according to this, it would be $6 million versus $4.5 million, which I question the $4.5 million, but then I question $6 million. But I mean,
and if you look at the, as I discussed, if you look at the way the site is laid out, it's not conducive to the meeting needs of the Office of Court Administration. So, what I would, I don't know whether I have enough time in 2 weeks.
All right, 2 weeks and 1 day.
Okay.
Why don't you try contacting CNS and see if they can give you the backup information they use for their...
They must have it on file.
Also, okay.
And
when
if
we
you
look...
They'll be scrambling then, they'll be scrambling then.
That may be a difficult conversation for other reasons.
Why?
I'd rather not talk about it now.
Okay.
All right, just talking about consulting, the Pattern for Progress have actually approached me, and they said that they'd be willing to put a proposal together regarding basically what would be the cost, or not so much the cost, but the selection of different sites. And I told them that, you know, at this point we are not looking for that. We already have that in hand, but they'd be willing to work with the county in regard to some kind of assistance regarding consulting. So I'm just throwing it on the table. Mary Beth.
A question beyond all this. When OCA came here, it was pressing at that moment. Now it's months later. So what is our deadline with them to give them something to say, we finally got you something?
You know, I think deadlines are always
negotiable.
I think the deadline becomes much more hard if you're not doing anything.
Mary Beth, I think to answer that question, if we can show them progress, I think they'll be very content. They might not be... I mean, there's phase two, that there's various things that we have to do.
I mean, are we going to call them tomorrow and say we finally had a meeting and we're looking at the August
6th? No, we're not going to tell them because we haven't made a final decision that we did this yet. It's a primary site.
It's progress.
It's progress, yes. But I mean,
I don't want them coming here again what are you doing?
I will be in contact with them to tell them that we are moving forward on something. It looks pretty promising.
Okay.
We don't have a resolution to say this yet. It hasn't been brought before the full legislative body. But we are working very diligently to try to make this happen.
So maybe it goes without saying, but I would suggest that, and I know if you didn't manage this one, that's a different story, Dennis, but if we're paying for the information that goes into this report, we should also be receiving the analysis that goes behind it. So if that could happen
in the next contract. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I just don't know the depth of the analysis that's behind here, so that's why I'm hesitant.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I mean, maybe we should hire our own people to analyze it. I don't know if you had any input on it.
I had no input.
Anybody else. But
I didn't know.
I can tell you that.
Only 4 years I've been here.
I can tell you that looking at the report and actually talking to our public works folks, they're very comfortable that the least cost option that you have that is the easiest to implement and work through is the BRC.
These things here, these are called the two-day, was it two-day?
Phase two.
Phase two.
Day two.
Day two.
Yeah.
Why wasn't any of that ever done?
I can't answer that for you, Peter.
The reason why the cost involved.
Why was it agreed to during the conversations and then never done?
I can't ask that question. John, part of it.
If you're going to have trouble convincing us on the basis of limited information, you're going to have trouble convincing the public, which is why I think it's very important that we are satisfied with the bullet points regarding one alternative or another, so that when it goes to a referendum...
let me address that. That's a great point, Jennifer. Let me address that, because I think there's one thing for the committee to say that we're comfortable essentially going to referendum on this work. I think it's incumbent upon us, if that happens, it's incumbent on us to give the public at that referendum a substantial more reason why. And that was actually, that's why I was having that conversation about a program of spaces and actually, showing some what this would look like. Here's a rendering, here's the work that's been done, here's the parking analysis, so that you can go to the referendum and clearly indicate that we've narrowed down the cost. It's the least cost option to the county, and we know that. I mean, there's just a general sense that that's the case. And then you can go from there, and that's the convincing. The question is how much effort is needed to convince the committee, and that's sort of what I'm asking you folks.
And I don't want to speak for every member here, that we have a consensus right now that the BRC is we're leaning towards the BRC as our primary site. I think we would like to know a little more in depth of the cost and how you arrived at those costs. And if that's the case, we will take action regarding having BRC as our primary site. Then after that, we would work on our secondary site, which seems to be the Golden Hill at this moment, but there could be some other. But we would need some additional information regarding that. Everybody agreed to that?
But I want to know why the two day items were never done, and I want to know why they were agreed to and then not done.
But the problem is is going to be that you.
Because that's why the court system's annoying.
On other sites, other than just Golden Hill.
I'm sorry, David.
The other problem is there's going to be. People are going to say, why wasn't this big? Why wasn't this spot? Why didn't look at that spot? Like, for instance, as you pointed out, you brought up that, I don't mean to be a broken record, but I'd like to know a breakdown of that Cioni building. I know it needs space. I know you could add on to it. I'm just asking for that because it's a more of an historic type of building. It would look nice if it was done properly, obviously. But having said that, the thing is, when you're giving two choices, right now you're talking BRC or Golden Hill. That's it.
No, I said our primary choice would be the BRC. We're leaning towards the BRC. All right. Our second choice as a secondary, but we're open to anything else beyond that. So is that correct? I mean, that's what I heard everybody talk about tonight. Yeah.
So my job is to come back to you with some additional confirmation of the costs and advantages with respect to the BRC. So that the committee can actively say that that's our preferred site, and that can go to essentially the Office of Court Administration, as well as starting to line up what would be a referendum.
Right.
Okay.
And then
the committee would then expect us to come back and say we need a backup plan, and that would be additional work to decide what that backup plan.
I said this, and I want to be clear. I'm looking at numbers here. I want to know how they derived at these numbers.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's fairly straightforward.
No, it just gives me a number.
It's based on a per square foot cost.
Like Murky said, though, they analyzed it. They should have it that it was X amount for this, X amount for this.
So two things. OCA.
They have two current contracts with the county.
Yeah.
That's okay.
we'll talk.
Hold on. Ken Turris and Murky.
I just want to make everybody aware, the way I understand it, even if we're going to be moving to the BRC, we're still going to have to work with Office of Court Administration on the phase two items and what we can get done for a low enough cost to make everything, as to string this along, because it's going to be a couple of years before we're able to move anywhere.
And I would think any referendum would say cost not to exceed. I mean, you know, we did do a building up on the hill up here that I hope works out very successful.
That's not what
that was announced
saying.
At $4 million and it became in at $8
million. But John, that's not what
that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying about the items at Family Court.
But
and
it's just things I don't, have a way of, well, we're voting is only going to cost us X. And next thing you know, it's twice that much.
I don't think that the referendum would be worded that way because it's not a referendum on whether or not you want to build the family court at the BRC. It's whether or not it's okay to move it court out of the county seat.
But that's done on the basis of dollars and cents.
No.
But I mean, yes, that's in your explanation.
One place would be $15 million to build a new one, and another place is $5 or $6 or $7
to renovate. The argument,
and if suddenly, suddenly it's 10 or 12, maybe we wouldn't better.
But it's not part
of
the referendum. Is to move it out of the city of Kingston.
Right,
period.
But you have to base it on.
But
otherwise, the folks, if you don't say something in particular, that's exactly right. Otherwise, folks are going to be running around saying, "Of course, it's going to double. Look what they did up here in this building." And
that's what you have to prove to them. A campaign.
What does it say? 5.1?
Burkey.
Just two requests. One, the Office of Court Administrations, as you know from looking at the Person House, has its criteria very clearly laid out, and including cost per square foot. Because of all the requirements, security always. Loading, furnishing, etc. They have very specific requirements. But those could be included so that we understand them. And also, the criteria here by which each is evaluated is implicit, but it's not actually stated. So if we knew why they think that one is better than another, for example, number of entrances or...
It's actually, if you read, it's in the report.
It's in the report. It's each evaluation, but if it could just be stated up front so that when we know that we're looking at it, we're carrying the message to the voters, or we're making these decisions, we should be able to know that directly.
I think a lot of what you want is in the conversation.
Right, it's in there, but it's kind of, it's buried, and it's not clear, it's not a clear argument for why the BRC might be a good choice.
I caution the committee in that I don't know how much additional information is available to CNS. I did not deal with this consulting firm, A, and B is I know they're no longer under contract, and how willing they are to provide it, I don't know. But if they are willing, then certainly if there's additional information they're willing to give it to us, I'll get it.
No, for the next comparison that we're going to get for under 40,000, that one.
But to me, that's more of a look at confirming some of the, at least I thought I was directed to confirm the numbers associated with the BRC, not to start to go back and revisit all of these numbers.
No,
definitely not.
So for
going forward.
Okay. All right. Chris?
So for the referendum, I wouldn't see a problem with it passing. A lot of it's going to have to do with how it's worded, but I'm just inquiring about the process of a referendum. What's the timetable?
Some people don't even know to flip over the ballot that there's a referendum on.
Well,
the ballot.
Right. So referendums generally. I'm saying referendums generally pass when they're tightly and succinctly written.
Not necessarily. The one that allowed us to be in this executive.
I mean, the thing that you
was very, very close.
The thing that you have to
very
also consider, the entire county is voting on it.
Right.
So it's not going to be, you know, like a home rule type of issue. So who would be writing the referendum, and what's the timetable for that?
It'd be written in our local law.
Our local law. So
I'm saying who specifically.
Our attorneys will. I'm sure with the county attorney.
The Department of State website.
Well, our attorneys would help.
Thank you.
No,
we
sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
All right,
Dennis. One other thing too, before you leave.
Okay.
When we have this next meeting, it'll probably be I'll contact you in a period of time, a week, 10 days, to see how you're progressing. Because sense having a meeting unless you have the information we're requesting.
Yes.
Three weeks thereabouts. Also, the referendum time frame going from November backwards. So see what our time frame is to do that. All right.
Yep. So you have it absolutely. And I want to thank the committee for its indulgence of letting me sort of wander my way through this report with you, and also for letting me sort of have a very frank discussion with the committee members. Thank you.
Anybody else want to say anything? If not, motion to adjourn. All in favor, aye. Thank you.